Well, it depends. If they do their own funding, they kind of, it's up to them. You know, a lot of them will, you know, they'll upload for a fee within the first year, and then after a year, then they'll upload everything. You know, so if you don't mind waiting a year, you can get it no charge for the electronic QSO. If you want the card, you got to pay for the card. If the DXpedition gets any funding from the Northern California DX Foundation, which is this big DX organization, and they've got a huge amount of money, you know, they, for instance, sponsored this Beauvais Island DXpedition for up to $200,000. If you get any sponsorship money from Northern California DX Foundation, then part of their contract is that you must upload within a year. So for the first year, you can do whatever you want. You can charge for QSOs or uploads or QSLs or whatever. But you can't charge for QSOs, but you can charge for QSLs. But after a year, then you must upload your log, the full logs, to, I think it's Logbook of the World. That's pretty much what everybody is using for that standard. I don't think anyone's really, you know, taking seriously QSL, QRSET, or EQSL or whatever. But you've got to upload to Logbook of the World. But if you don't get... if you don't get sponsorship funds from NCDXF, I think you can kind of do what you want to do. And most of the expeditions will do the same thing. They will collect funds for the first year, and after that they'll upload it. There's a DXpedition from Micronesia, V6, that was just this past fall, and they're going to upload everything after 6 months. So you pay for a quicker QSO, or if you don't mind waiting 6 months, they'll eventually upload it. And I just figured that out a few weeks ago, and 6 months is next month, so I'm like, well, I'll just wait another month rather than paying the fee, so we'll see if that comes through. KABB.